Welcome to the WWE Podcast, a weekly show dedicated to discussing the current pro wrestling product through all of the good.
AJ Styles is the WWE World Champion!
And the bad.
Number 30. The Big Dog is gonna hunt!
And now, here's your host, the man who doesn't play a bad guy on TV and loves sharing his passion for a Roman Reigns heel turn, Matt Corsell.
Thank you for joining me. Today is Saturday, September 15th, 2018. I am here to talk about Hell in a Cell and my predictions for the show. But before I do, I just want to thank you for all of you who are new listeners and those of you who have been with me for a while. Thank you for joining me. You can follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast. And there is best I can be. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on, obviously, with a newborn in the family takes up more time than allows for me to be here on a regular basis. But I promise you, I am watching the show. I'm keeping tabs on what's going on. So let's get into the predictions. I'm not going to waste any time. Let's get into the predictions for Hell in a Cell this Sunday, which I'm excited for. And actually, you know what, before we get into that, there's one little quick thing on Monday Night Raw that I just finished watching. I'm way on delay. I understand that. I'm like a week behind. It's even with the Hulu version, and trying to find time to watch it is a struggle, but I do get there, whether it's at a snail's pace or not. So when Ronda Rousey had her tag match with Natty this past Monday night, she had a tag match. And it was against Mickie James. She had a moment where Alexa came in, and Alexa kicked Ronda Rousey after she had won the match. And then Ronda just sat there and laid there as Alexa then grew closer to her on the outside of the ring. Now, this is the baddest woman on the planet, as they try to frame her at, and rightfully so, the most dominant woman in MMA history. And you have her sit there and watch Alexa just creep along the outside without Ronda going and making the attack on Alicia Fox and Ronda Rousey and Mickie James. You have her just sit there. No retaliation? Really? I don't understand that. I don't get it. I will say, though, that the WWE and Ronda Rousey have done a very good. I'd give the Ronda Rousey experiment a B+. I really would. I think they've done an awesome job, as much better than I expected, with Ronda Rousey and her presentation and her booking. I may not have put the belt on her as quickly as they did for fear of fan rejection, but so far so good. She's still getting a positive reaction. She's getting more comfortable inside the ring, and her promos will come along with time. So there was just a nitpick moment that I said, well, why is she still standing there? Just laying there. She's the baddest woman on the planet. She takes a shot and sits there? I don't get it. But Alexa Bliss, to give credit to this girl, who is being a genuine heel. A yellow streak down the back heel that is in short supply in WWE. I will tell you that much right now. A successfully booked heel. So before I got off my tangent here, I'm gonna jump into the Hell in a Cell predictions. It's a show that I think is going to piss off a lot of fans in booking. I really believe that. And you know, Bleacher Report also kind of jumped on that thought as well. I think that this is going to be a show that people come out just – it's going to be Vince McMahon's brainchild booking that we all have to just continue to sit and absorb and swallow, whether we like it or not. And so let's get in without further ado. The New Day versus Rusev Day. So the days in a match, and it's for the tag team championships, SmackDown tag team championships. I believe that the New Day retains here. The New Day just regained the belts. Rusev Day, while the fans, I think, would cheer in the moment, I don't believe that this is a long-term thinking, long-term booking strategy with the new Rusev Day. I believe that Aiden English could very well turn heel on Rusev. I do believe that, and he could cost Rusev the match. Maybe after the match he gets frustrated and attacks Rusev, turning Rusev babyface. I think that that's what the case is after New Day defeats them soundly. AJ Styles and Samoa Joe versus, I'm sorry, for the WWE Championship. I think these two are going to have a hell of a slugfest. I have loved Samoa Joe's demeanor, his promos, his all-in attitude leading up to this match. I love how personal it's become. The hey, Wendy, that whole thing is a meme and taking on a life of its own. I love it. This is, to me, a now or never time for Samoa Joe. And what I mean by that is booking-wise. There's no better time to put the belt on Samoa Joe than right now. AJ's championship reign has been great, maybe even phenomenal, pun intended. But if you don't give the belt to Samoa Joe now, it's not WrestleMania season, so Vince McMahon can take a deep breath that the person that he really feels should be champion and is the perfect face for a champion and the perfect fit, a mold of a champion, it's off season when it comes to WrestleMania here. So this is the time. If you're going to push Joe to the top and see what he's got, do it now. And I think they will. I think they're going to pull the trigger on a Samoa Joe victory here and put the belt on Joe. And you have AJ Chase. This has been a very successful run for AJ Styles as champion. It's been a long tenured run, and it's time for Samoa Joe to take his place and be the champion, the just nasty, mean streak, vile champion that he can be, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Oh, man. Look out. And what I mean by that is if WWE does not pull a double turn here, the fans are going to eat Charlotte alive, and I feel bad for Charlotte, who's collateral damage in this entire story. Charlotte has done nothing wrong, but the fans just aren't with her because of the organic feel and connection that they have and the story they know with Becky Lynch that Charlotte is collateral damage. And if they don't give the belt to Becky at this pay-per-view, look out. I think the fans are going to be with Becky the entire time. I expect a very technically sound match. Effort on both women from their effort standpoint is going to be bar none. I'm not worried about that. I think it's going to be a very solid match. I'm more interested in the booking, the casting of this match and how WWE moves forward with this, whether they say, oh, no, I'm not listening to they're not going to listen to the fans. We're just going to do what we want. And I really think that I believe they're not going to pull the double turn. I think they're going to stay the course. I think WWE as a whole has, unfortunately, in their minds, educated the fans since Daniel Bryan. The fans really created that whole story and his progression to the top that was a one and done. We're not going to allow the fans to control us as they have done in the past. But why wouldn't you? You are here because the fans are telling you who they want. And when you go against the grain, they're going to rebel even louder. I don't understand why it has to be such a struggle with the fans versus booking. I really, really don't get it. In particular, I mean one man. Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman with Mick Foley as a special referee. I don't think this is even a question that Roman Reigns wins this match. There's just no way that they would pull the belt off of Roman after the long journey of detours and it's happening at WrestleMania. It's happening in Saudi Arabia. No, it happened at SummerSlam. After all of that, there's just no way that Roman Reigns gets the belt taken off of him here. I expect a knockout, drag-out, bumps and bruises. These guys are going to be feeling it the next day. I'm looking forward to this match. I think that this could be one of the most brutal matches of the night, and I think that that's a good thing. I'm looking forward to the Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman. I don't know what role Mick Foley could play in this. Possibly Mr. Sacco coming out. I would not be surprised if Mr. Sacco makes an appearance. And I don't think it will be the reason why Roman Reigns wins, but I believe that it could be a contributing factor. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think that this could be, I don't know if I want to say it's going to be the match of the night, but it could very well be one of the ones that we're coming out of the pay-per-view talking about. And I think it could be one that headlines the news feed after this match. And I think it will go on last. All right, let's move on here. I'm going to go with Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton. This also could be a very good match. I'm very concerned about the crowd interaction in this match. They've taken something out of nothing. I think Orton comes out of this as the guy on top. I'm okay with that. I think Orton has reinvented himself, or at least gotten a jolt into his career since becoming a heel. He's more comfortable as a heel, there's no question. I'm really not that interested in this match. I know they've done great video packages, but it's not pulling me in. I don't even know why this deserves a Hell in a Cell match itself. I don't know. I'm neutral on this match, slightly looking forward to it. Daniel Bryan and Brie versus The Miz and Maryse. Given WWE's booking of whoever gets the advantage on the last show leading up to the pay-per-view is going to fall at the pay-per-view, I believe Daniel Bryan and Brie are going to lose to The Miz and Maryse. I think that's how it happens, and the story is going to continue where it's The Miz and Daniel Bryan rolling into the next large pay-per-view. Even all the way to Survivor Series and Royal Rumble, this is going to continue. And we're not going to get the payoff of Daniel Bryan beating The Miz clean, soundly, and in a very brutal fashion until the end of this feud. This is not the end of this feud. So Daniel Bryan and Brie are going to lose via hook or crook. I could see Maryse pulling out pepper spray, a fire extinguisher. Something is going to be devious when it comes to The Miz and Maryse to beat Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella. Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre versus Seth and Dean for the Raw Tag Team Championships. I still think Dolph and Drew are going to come out on top with this. I really believe that Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre are on a roll. Dolph is more relevant in his career than he's been in years and years. And Seth and Dean, I don't think, need the belts when they're in the Shield. I don't think the Shield need to be a goal-driven faction. They don't need it. I think Dolph and Drew need it more to be heel champions, to continue to build credibility as heel champions. So I think that Dean and Seth are going to put on a good show, maybe even get the post-match beat down, but ultimately Dolph and Drew are going to keep the gold. Did I miss anything else? Oh, Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss. Ronda Rousey retains. I don't think there's any question. This is the final match, I believe, with Alexa. And we get a new opponent. Maybe it's Natty turning on Ronda to set up her next program. We're all waiting for that. And so I expect a very sound, you know, another solid performance from Ronda Rousey and Alexa. I really think that this could be and will be their final match for quite some time. And that's fine with me. I think it's right now, maybe shorter is better for Ronda. And it's not really believable when you have Alexa Bliss, who's half her size and doesn't have any of the credentials, almost any of the credentials that Ronda Rousey comes in with. So this could be another very sound defeat, but something is going to show us what Ronda Rousey's next program is in this match. That's what this is, more to set up Ronda's next program than it is about her retaining. I really believe that. So my top three that I'm looking forward to is AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair, and the Braun Strowman Roman Reigns match. This could be a very interesting pay-per-view, and then heading into the Super Showdown, which is becoming more interesting by the day. You know, when they first made the match of Triple H and The Undertaker, I said, it's just another John Cena Triple H that they did in Saudi Arabia. Who cares? Match means nothing. It's an exhibition. And they're really making something out of this. And I think ultimately it's leading to a Shawn Michaels return. He's going to be there in Melbourne, Australia. And I think this is ultimately going to lead to an HBK return against The Undertaker, where both of their final matches at WrestleMania 35, which is going to be awesome to see. I really think that, unfortunately, if you do that, to compare it to their previous two matches at WrestleMania 25 and 26, 9 years later, 10 years later almost, you know, I hope that they don't, I don't want to say they'll embarrass themselves, they are two pros, but, you know, Mother Nature takes its toll. Time has passed, and neither guy is what they used to be. And so, nonetheless, I think ultimately that's where we're going. I think that Triple H comes out on top via Shawn Michaels' interference. And so I'm really looking forward to this way more than I thought when they first announced it. So just wanted to touch on that as well. So, guys, thank you for joining me. I know these are quick. I would love to do much more of a long-form show for you. Maybe I'll work on that. I got a new computer, a new PC, and so maybe we'll work on that, and I'll find some more free time. So, all right, guys, thank you for joining me. Please follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast. Please rate and review me on iTunes, or really Apple Podcasts now, Spreaker, anywhere that I'm there. I'm also on Spotify. I'm also on Anchor. And so if you want to subscribe to me there and rate and review me, that's also much appreciated. So, guys, until next time, enjoy Hell in a Cell, and I will talk to you next time.